This is the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best tips and strategies in the world to help you become a smarter, more effective tennis player. You'll hear interviews with Pro Tour doubles players and coaches, including easy-to-use lessons to improve your game and win more matches. My name is Will Bocek, founder of the Tennis Tribe, doubles strategy coach, and host of the show. You're about to hear a conversation with the number one doubles team in the world. We had the pleasure of sitting down for about 10 minutes with Barbara Krejcikova and Katerina Siniaková after their semifinal win at the WTA final. So this is recorded before the day before their finals match. And I'm recording this the day of their finals match. So it's going to be later this afternoon for me, but you're probably hearing this after they either won or finished second in the tournament. And this was a really fun conversation. Barbara and Katerina are very lighthearted. They're very funny. We were laughing a lot during this conversation. And they have some really good insights on what it's taken to get to where they are, what they think of each other's game, and how we can make doubles more popular. So I hope you enjoy this very brief conversation with Katerina Siniaková and Barbara Krejcikova. All right, podcast. We're here with the number one doubles team in the world.
Hi.
Barbara Krejcikova and Katerina Siniaková.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. So we're here at the WTA Finals in Fort Worth. You just won your semifinal match. You won this tournament last year and were the best team last year. This year, it seems like you've been even more dominant, going 18-0 in Grand Slams. What specifically do y'all feel like you've improved from last year to this year?
Well, it's really tough to say specifically because I think we are just like improving and evolving. I mean, throughout the season, time we are on the court and off the court, and we are going from one tournament to another because the season is long. So I think it's just like constant improvement in everything that we are doing. And I mean, I'm really happy that, you know, it's possible that we are still improving because, I mean, it's very, very important. And it feels very nice what you just said about us.
Yeah.
I mean, all these achievements and everything. It sounds really great. And I mean, it's tough to, think about it during the season because you go from one week to another. But I really have to say that so far I'm really proud, and I'm proud about the doubles competition that we did.
Yeah. You've done a really nice job so far, Katerina.
It was really tricky year because both of us was injured. So as you're saying it like this, as Barbara said, it's really, really nice. And it's nice to hear that we did so well and that we are working hard and we are improving, and it's still working. So I'm really also excited that it's working and that, you know, the season is long, it's tough, and we're still doing great.
Well, that was a great segue to my next question, because you, Katerina, you've won 6 doubles titles this year, 3 of which are with, at court, 3 with Barbora at the majors, but you also won 3 other titles. So tell us about how do you adjust your doubles game when you're not playing with Barbora to fit with a few, you know, whoever else you're playing, other partners.
Oh, I would say I don't really adjust. I'm just trying to do my best. I mean, I like to play doubles. I like to be fast on the net. I like to help the other one who is playing on the baseline. So, I mean, yeah, I usually play backhand side anyway. It doesn't matter who is on the due side. So I'm just
trying to
improve.
We actually haven't played doubles together in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So I'm just trying to improve the game.
I usually play to add.
You gotta go.
I can play with everybody.
We are switching and you play deuce.
Barbara, what is Katerina's biggest strength as a doubles player?
I have to say, she's really fast. She is not afraid. She's like really, she's just gonna, somebody has like a smash and she's just gonna like run to the net.
Run at them.
So it's, yeah, she is really, I think this is really something big that she has. And I mean, definitely, from a baseline, she has a really good backhand. Mm-hmm. She really, tries to dictate and she can dominate the rallies with backhand and yeah. I think all these, I mean, it's a really good, so many good qualities. And I mean, sometimes I don't like when she's, you know, like, swearing too much and, you know, doing the crazy stuff that she does, but I understand it's part of her game and it's there how it is. And if it's, I mean, I don't like it, but it looks like it's helping her. So, so I have to,
it seems
so
like
I have to like
better.
Stay calm and just say, okay, just do your thing, get your frustration out.
Yeah.
And then, okay, next one, let's go.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, it seems like she plays better sometimes when she gets her back against the wall a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think it really depends on a rally and also where we are doing the match. But I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, like I think it's, yeah, I also like think because she's doing it this for like the whole her career. So I think it's really helping her as well. But sometimes, yeah, it's not really helping her. And I believe she knows, right?
I think she has words. You can have a chance for a rebuttal and then I have a question for you.
I would say that if I want to be calm, yeah, I cannot play. So I would say I cannot be calm, but it needs to stay in some, you know,
constraints.
Yeah, sometimes if it goes too much, then it's like taking me from the game. So definitely I'm still working on that. But few many times it happened that I am like so proud. I stay calm. And, you know, the team is saying, come on, you were walking like that. And I was like, no, I was trying so hard. So at the moment, I'm just not trying to take it off, but I'm still working. You know, it needs to be, I need to use it for the game.
Yeah.
It just needs to be for the game. And if I'm talking too much and it's getting me from the game, then it's too bad.
Right.
But I never be like a stone. Yeah.
What is Barbara's biggest strength as a doubles player?
Being stony.
Yeah, this one she does so well. I mean, sometimes I'm like, come on, talk to me, talk to me. I was like, come on, talk to me. And she's like, no, she's so focused. So this one is really good. But I would say I really like to be on the net when Barbara is on the baseline because her forehand, I mean, what she can do with that forehand, she can play fast, she can make it slow, she can make lob. So I feel really confident to help her at the net because I know she can stay in the rally and I can wait for the good one. So I would say this part, she really helps me on the baseline. And that's why I would say the team is working so well because if she stays on the baseline so strong, I can do the job on the net. So.
Yeah. What is something that either of you can answer this, Deuce or Ad, deciding point?
Okay, then I start.
Yeah, you take it. What's something you'd like to be better at 1 year from now than you are now as a team?
Good question.
Like a team.
Well, I mean, it's really hard to answer this. Like when as a team, we are already like really, I mean, really good as of now.
That's why it's a difficult question.
But I would say that we are like...
I think we can just improve everything. Yeah. But I would say like maybe me and playing my game at the net.
I would say that we are improving ourselves and then it goes to the doubles, to the team. So if I'm trying to improve my forehand side, then it's helping the team.
Sure.
So I would say like you're still working on your, I don't know, on your small things and then it's going to be even better.
Good answer. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
So you guys have had...
Good for us.
Yes, exactly. you guys have won 6 majors, an Olympic gold medal, a year in championship, you know, a lot of the biggest titles in the game. do you get a sense of where you are, you know, in terms of WTA doubles history and accomplishments? Is that a goal of yours, you know, in the next few years to really ink your place in the record books?
I think we are not thinking about this. I don't think any...
To be in the record.
I don't think any of us is, like, thinking about it.
You're just focusing on, like, the process.
We just go. I mean, I would say that, you know, we already achieved a lot. But yeah. I still think, like, we just, you know, want to keep the momentum going. And we just really want to, you know, keep trying to, when we go for a tournament, try to win it and, you know, try to get the trophy. And I don't really think that any of us is thinking about, like, being, like, in the books and being part of the history.
I agree.
It's going to happen or it's not going to happen.
We're just hungry, because we have energy. Every time you come to the tournament, you want to show the best and to win it, and we will see if it's...
We don't look this, this far ahead.
Okay, last question. How can we make doubles more popular?
I think it just needs to be, like, we just have to marketing it better. That's what I think. Because I don't really think there's much about doubles and so I think it's more. I think it's a, I mean I think it's a really good I mean it's a really good game. I think it's different than singles, and I think it has a lot of potential to actually be good and be, you know, I think people could come and just love it as well as singles, but
sure.
I don't know, it just had this label that it's only doubles, and it was created by like that. And I mean, it's really difficult to change this, I mean, right now. So I think it just needs more work. Like from this part, from this marketing and this PR and, you know, stuff like this.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I think. What do you guys think?
I've got a lot of thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to share it with us?
Well, it's like a chicken or the egg problem. So it needs more marketing, but it also can help when, like, top singles players play, because it brings in more crowd, you know?
But it's happening already. So
Sometimes. So when that happens, that helps a lot.
There are like six or seven top singles players playing doubles.
There are a lot. Yeah.
So it's changing already.
It is. It's
anyway, I don't know if it's doing, like, if there is, like, improvement or
because
if there's,
anyway, like, they say it's just doubles. So you know the priority is singles.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who is staying on doubles score. Yeah. It's still, like, just doubles.
Right.
Change the stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not on, like, Tennis Channel as much. You have to, like, pay for the Tennis Channel Plus subscription and things like that to see the doubles matches. So if they showed it a little more, there might be more doubles fans. But maybe they want to see more doubles fans first, and then they'll show it more. So it's like, which one comes first? That's how I think about it. But
for sure, it's hard. I mean, it's not going to be like this.
Yeah, because, it'll take time for sure. Okay, well, that's all the questions I have for y'all. Good luck tomorrow. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
If you're a doubles player, you'll love our weekly strategy newsletter. Every Thursday, I send you my best doubles tips, tactics, and strategies that you can use in your very next match. And when you sign up, I'll also send you a free 20-page ebook that has my favorite doubles tactics for forcing errors and getting more easy volleys at the net. Go to thetennistribe.com/newsletter to sign up now.